Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Steven Miranda. On Wednesday, February 15th, 2017, episode 12.22, the final show. That's right. It is the final show. The season is over. The NFL season is completed. The Patriots are champions again. And with that, I've got to give you a little of this. Tom Brady wins the MVP in the Super Bowl. Yawn. Should have been James White. I'll tell you why a little later in the show. The NFL's already moving on past the Super Bowl, looking at free agents, tags, and the combine. And did I mention, this is the final show ever. Elena, my daughter, is here to end this wild ride with me. Are you ready, Elena?
No.
What do you mean, no? Are you ready for the show?
Yes.
Are you ready for the show to be ending?
No.
Ah, that makes a little bit more sense. But it's time, so say it with me. Are you ready? Say it with me.
3, 2, 1.
Let's jump it in! Okay, that was the chomping in music that was written by Stephen Ober and his brass band. And Stephen,
once
again,
it felt like Ocean's 11 music.
Yeah, thanks for letting us chomp it in with that. But now let's chomp it in for reals one last time. Here you go. Continuing to bring American football to the world. It's Steven Miranda with NFL Rants and Raves. All right, people. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming back wherever.
And one more thank you.
Yeah, one more thank you. Wherever in this great world of ours that you might be, and however you're listening, whether through podcasts, you're streaming it on the site, streaming it on iTunes, thank you, or whatever podcast feed you might use. Thanks for downloading the final show of NFL Ranters. Can you believe it's been 12 years, Elena? When I started this show,
I was like 3.
You were 3.
I remember being on Jeff's bed, and then you're like, say this. And I'm like, all right. And it turned into my own little sound bite.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
It was something with the Cowboys. I don't remember what I said, but it was something.
You don't remember the Cowboys chant?
No.
What time is it?
Football. Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
Football time.
What time is it?
Football time.
Go
Cowboys.
That's right.
We used flashback.
To, do you know
Wednesday.
From probably, well, the age of 3 to probably the age of 8, before every Cowboy game, we had to do that?
We did have to do that. And yeah. I also remember a time where we had to set up the helmets, but we don't do that
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, we don't do the helmets anymore.
I was going to, but you were gone the first week. And I was like, oh, it's not
and
as fun.
And then they were like, it's it.
It's not as fun.
Yeah, we have helmets for all 32 teams, and then we would set up the matchups, who was playing who, and then...
And then if the loser lost, you got to turn them around.
Turn the helmet around,
yeah.
Except one helmet never got turned around.
The Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys helmet would not get turned around. We would be... It's okay if they lost. They just did not need...
It was a rough year last year. Last season.
This year would have been great to have the helmets, because we've only... Would have had to turn them around 3 times.
Well, not turn them around.
That's right. Not turn them around. But thank you, wherever you are. Thank you for coming back and continuing to listen to the show. I wish I could do the show forever.
That would be a fun time.
Yeah. Unfortunately, where we are in our lives, I've got a daughter who's sitting here next to me who's grown into a beautiful young lady, and she will be graduating high school in 2 years.
Yeah. Two and a half.
Okay, 2.5
years. Two and 3/4.
Moving away, leaving me. She wants to go to some far-off, distant land to
he
go to college.
He says far-off, distant land, but the only one that I've looked at is Tulane in New Orleans. That's the
That's
only
far-off
land.
Yeah.
But other ones have been in California.
What about the University of Denver?
Oh, they don't have any programs I'm looking at.
So you can't go there. All right.
Kara
wants
me to. What
about University of Hawaii?
I have not looked at University of Hawaii, but hopefully they have some arts things that I can do there.
What about my alma mater, the University of Dallas?
You majored in drama, so I don't know. I haven't looked there yet.
Okay.
But it's like you want me to leave, so I'm like, okay, I should look at all these colleges. You're pushing them.
No, I want you to go to, you know, have you looked at UCLA right down the street?
I have, but that's pretty down the street, and I want further than
that's kind of far. On a heavy traffic day, that's like a 2-hour drive, dude.
Yeah, but that's still down the street, man.
Think about it. You could come home every weekend and we will do your laundry for you for free.
But what if I want to do my own laundry?
You can still do it there on campus.
Well, then why would I bring it home? Okay, we're talking about football, man.
All right, second seed, tangenting away. All right, let's start with the Super Bowl 51. The Patriots come back from a 28-3 deficit.
I'm so disappointed.
To defeat the Atlanta Falcons 34-28 in the first overtime in the history of Super Bowls.
I was like, the Falcons got it. Yeah, they got it. Come back from halftime. I was like, they don't got it. They don't got it.
Very disappointing. Look, you guys go ahead and praise the New England Patriots all you want. I'd rather blame the Falcons, okay? I'm going to blame the Falcons for letting a 28-3 lead slip away in the final, basically, quarter and a half. They scored 0 points. As a matter of fact, they got outscored by one of the Patriots players. I'll tell you who he was and what he did to do that. 20-0. All right, he scored 3 TDs and a 2-point conversion by himself, and he still wasn't the MVP. I'll get to that rant in a little bit as well. So go ahead, praise the Patriots, and, you know, some praise should be given their way. But there's a lot of blame that you could be doing at the Atlanta Falcons. Horrible, horrible play calling in the final 3 minutes. The Patriots score a touchdown and a 2-point conversion by James White to make it a 28-20 lead. There's about 5 minutes and change left in the Super Bowl, and you're up by 8. And the Atlanta Falcons start marching down the field, and on a critical down, Matt Ryan escapes the pocket, and he throws a bullet to who other than Julio Jones, who makes a phenomenal catch on the sideline, making sure both of his feet kind of land in bounds, and he catches the ball, and the clock stops, and there's about 3 minutes and change, and the Atlanta Falcons have 1st and 10 from the New England 23-yard line, or 22-yard line, right in there, very close. At worst, if the Atlanta Falcons get no more yardage gained, they're kicking a 38-39-yard field goal, which is a gimme, a chip shot, and they go up by 11, and a Super Bowl's theirs. Instead of running the ball on 1st down and 2nd down and 3rd down and running out the clock and forcing the Patriots to chew off some of their and use some of their timeouts, they decide to pass. There's an incomplete. Then there's a catch, but there's a holding penalty, which, by the way, on that holding penalty call against the Falcons, there was also a face mask, Elena, against the New England Patriots that didn't get called. So instead of offsetting penalties,
and it was a very clear face mask.
Oh, absolutely. And instead of offsetting penalties, we'll play this down again. No, no, no. It's just 10 yards back. And then they try to throw again, and they get sacked. And by getting sacked, he is now out of field goal range. They have to punt the ball back to New England, and they give the ball back to New England with 2 minutes and change and a couple of timeouts in their pocket. And, of course, they go down the field, score a touchdown, get the 2-point conversion, and we go to overtime. Now, here's my problem with Shanahan's play calling. You run it 3 times. You probably burn another minute or so off the clock. You get your 3 points and you make it an 11-point lead and make it nearly impossible for the Patriots to score 11 points in the final 2 minutes of that game, right?
Right.
But he didn't. And yet somehow the San Francisco 49ers have given this man a head coaching job.
People are so stupid.
He got a head coaching job out of this performance.
My only thing is that, like, if you know so much about what to do and what not to do, why don't you just coach a team?
Because I can't just go in and go to the 49ers like, hey, let me coach your team, man.
No, not the 49ers, the Cowboys or something.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I should call Jason Garrett, see if maybe he'll give me like a coordinator job or something.
Just call up Jason Garrett and be like, yo, Jason, know me? Probably don't, but give me a job, man. Hook me up.
Hook me up, Jason. Give me a job because I cannot believe that coaches in the NFL do not have the wherewithal to know the situation and the time in a game. Unreal.
Shame.
Unreal. I should shame them.
Shame.
All the way out. And now Roddy White has come out and said, what did Roddy White say? As a matter of fact, I want to give you the quote. Roddy White, who used to be a wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, now retired, is so upset with Kyle Shanahan and his play calling there at the end of the game. He said, I'm glad I wasn't a part of the team because I probably literally would have fought him. That is what White told Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Jeff Saltz about, oh, hey, don't talk. I didn't give you permission to talk, lady. She was loud, wasn't she? But that's what Roddy White said. He says, I'm glad I wasn't a part of that team because I probably literally would have fought him.
But the thing is that a figurative literally or a literal literally?
Well, I think in this particular instance, he's saying literally, literally. He would have literally fought Shanahan for those play calls.
Dang.
But it's probably because you really can't fight your coach. It's probably a figurative literally.
Yeah, as I was saying, it's probably figurative literally instead of a literal literally.
Oh, my God.
See, that's what has come of this generation. Yeah. We now have two literals, literally. We have a figurative literally, and we have a literal literally. Now, I do not take credit for this little explanation. That goes to Leona.
Who's Leona?
She's the girl who's like... Who's all, like so badass and like woo boom boom
did
in the newsroom?
Did you say badass in the show? You did, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Leona Helmsley, the owner of the newsroom, the owner of
ACN.
ACN. Yeah.
I do not, but she explained it perfectly.
Yes, because a figuratively literally is a literally literally.
No, there's no a figurative literally.
So okay, so here's a figurative literally. I literally will punch you in the face.
That's a figurative literally.
Yes. But then
there's
a literal literally is I literally could eat this entire box of Girl Scout cookies.
That's a literal literally.
There you go. See? We just explained it. Roddy White probably means literally.
But if he was on the team,
it would have been a
figurative
literally. Yeah, exactly. That's
it's a
right.
very confusing language, English. And,
but who in the world decided, okay, the Super Bowl is over, the Atlanta Falcons lost 34-28 in overtime, very disappointing after having a 28-3 lead, and, oh, I know, let's go talk to Roddy White. Who cares about that dude? He hasn't played in the league for how long? He hasn't been with the Falcons for how long?
A long time.
Yeah. I just thought it would be funny. I would have literally... fought him.
Probably literally fought him. I don't know why he had to put that probably
in there.
Yeah. I would probably literally use a contradicting, so I'm guessing it's figurative literally.
Oh, so there you go. Anyways, once again, 34-28, the final in Super Bowl 51. The final Super Bowl that I will talk to about on NFL Rants. All these finals, they're making me a little sad, actually.
Have you started crying yet?
Maybe.
He's a crybaby.
Really?
Wah! Coo, 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 wah!
What the heck is coo, coo, coo?
Didn't get my joke? You didn't get my reference?
No, what was that?
It's the Friends reference where Ben is always crying when Monica holds him.
Oh,
and then Joey
yeah.
puts the basketball, and then Chandler's like, wah! And then Joey takes away the basketball. Coo, coo, coo. Put it back to Monica. Wah!
Yes, I do remember that episode now. All right, so anyways, congratulations to the New England Patriots. They are Super Bowl 51 champions.
L.I.
And who was it? Let me see. I got to go look at the, of course, Katie Harris, of all the people. I should have known she would have, I should have known she would have mentioned a comment. She says, here's the reason why I am finishing the show and this is the final show. She says, Elena, what does she say?
Steven Miranda is finally going to admit how awesome the Patriots are in his secret man crush on Brady.
Survey says, wrong.
You do that all the time.
Wrong. I am not going to proclaim some secret crush on. And then, you know what? That brings me to my rant on Tom Brady. As a matter of fact, Katie, just to show you how I'm going to go out on this show, I'm going to go out not proclaiming love to the Patriots and a secret crush for Tom Brady. I'm going to go out on a rant on all the media out there in the world.
Oh, he backed up his chair. It's getting serious.
Who is going, coming around saying that, congratulations to Tom Brady. He's now 5-2. He's got 5 Super Bowl wins. That makes him the best quarterback ever, period. And the debate is over. There is no more debate. He's the best. Tom Brady is the best. And to those people, I say, you're making me puke. Shut up. 5-2 is great. It's good. But 4-0 is the best, okay? Joe Montana's 4-0. He never lost. He never threw any picks in a Super Bowl. 0 losses. You cannot be beaten if you've never lost. Oh, and by the way, if you've lost to Eli Manning twice, that's not good either, okay? Not to mention that, in my opinion, the first 3 wins for Tom Brady do not count. They are tainted with the whole Spygate incident, okay? I'd be a great quarterback in the National Football League if I knew what was coming from the defense, if my coach had spied on other teams and given me all the information and all of the signals that I needed to see from other defenses. I would be great. I'd say Brady, at best, is 2-2 with Super Bowls with 3 questionable wins. And by the way, those 3 questionable wins where we had all that Spygate information were a 3-point win over the Rams at Super Bowl 36, a 3-point win over the Panthers in Super Bowl 38, and a 3-point win over the Eagles in Super Bowl 39. So 3 wins tainted with Spygate were all 3-point victories that a kicker saved him. Okay, it wasn't him winning. It was a kicker at the gun of all of those games. And by the way, the Rams kicker missing in 36, which gives them the win. Pete Carroll handed him the win in Super Bowl 49. All Pete Carroll had to do was, instead of handing Tom Brady a win, he hands the ball to Marshawn Lynch. He scores a touchdown. Seattle wins that Super Bowl. And, of course, we just saw what the Falcons did. It took a historic crumble in the Super Bowl and overtime for them to get their win. So, yes, you could say that he's a good Super Bowl quarterback, but don't tell me that he is the best and he is the greatest and period. Forget that. That is nonsense. Plus, I want you all to know he still has 2 losses in the Super Bowl to the lesser Manning. And, by the way, giving him the MVP in Super Bowl 51, that was ridiculous. The Super Bowl MVP was James White, okay? White set Super Bowl records with 14 catches and scoring 20 points. That's right, 20 points by himself. He scored 3 TDs and a 2-point conversion. Plus, he was the first player in NFL playoff history to have 10 catches, 100 receiving yards, 2 rushing TDs in a game. Not to mention the final one coming in overtime to seal the win. He outscored the Falcons 20-0 in the final 21 minutes of this game. How is he not the MVP? So enough with all you out there saying Tom Brady is the greatest and the debate is over. Y'all are idiots for saying that. What do you
all
think?
All I got to say is I'm just sorry for the people using headphones right now.
Was that loud?
Good luck with hearing for a little bit.
Was I blasting it a little?
You were like yelling. You pushed back your chair. You had these crazy hand motions. I feel sorry for those
because
using headphones.
They're making me sick.
Well, like, you didn't. You don't look sick.
I look sick. I'm feeling sick to my stomach. Feeling sick to my stomach. Just stop it already. Congratulations, he won the game, but he didn't deserve to be the MVP, and he's not the reason why they are a very good team.
Is he ever the reason why they win? I mean, I feel like it's always his backup people.
It's always somebody else, but no. He's the quarterback, so let's just say Brady is great. Forget it. You will never hear me say that, Katie Harris, and I just gave you all the reasons why. 2-2 at best with 3 questionable wins. deal with Spygate, then maybe I'll.
I bet that's what the coach was. Yeah, I bet that was what the coach was going through, and he's like the spy guy. Bum 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 bum. Yeah, like whenever I hear of the Spygate, I'm like, that has to have been going through whoever participated in that when they were like feeling like doing what they were doing. I'm pretty sure that was going through their minds.
All right, so you know what? It wouldn't be right, Elena, if I left the final show and I went out with a rant, but I didn't give a rave. I gotta give a rave, and although this is the final show, my final goodbye rave is to everybody out there who is listening to this show right now. I am going to rave on the greatest listeners and fans of NFL Rants and Raves on the planet.
There was this comment on the post that you put on Facebook of this guy who's like, I've been listening since the fifth grade, 2006. So like, dude, that's awesome.
Exactly. So when I posted this on Twitter and Facebook today, all the responses on the website, on Twitter, and all the comments on Facebook, just simply amazing. You guys are the reason why I lasted 12 years. You guys and gals who are listening right now, my rave is you. There was nobody better than you guys. I mean, first of all, the generosity, the camaraderie, the community that you guys gave me and allowed me to be a part of, the head voice for 12 years, simply phenomenal. I have made some fantastic friends. I have been afforded some just immensely great luxuries. I have been a part of some of the biggest games over the last 12 years. You guys have allowed me to be witnesses to some of the greatest spectacles in the NFL over the last 12 years. The whole coming over and working for Sky Sports in the UK, coming over to London and working some of those games and getting credentialed for those games and doing sideline reports for those games, simply amazing. All of the great listeners, Doc Rob, who's we've enjoyed games with in Seattle, the naval captains, McLean, taking us down in Jacksonville, Jeremy, who became a great executive producer of the show this year. Just names that, of course, you've always heard me say, like Katie Harris, who I just knocked her silly Patriots out the way. T, you know who you are. Nacho, Mike Inns, once again, Jeremy Parker. Just you guys have been fantastic. Always supportive, always understanding when there was an illness and I couldn't do the show. So my final rave is I rave you, the fans, the listeners of the show. Thank you very much for always taking the time to download the show, listen to all of our goofiness when Jeff and I were being crazy and doing our singing or our disagreement act, throwing Professor Playoff, Jeff shooting Professor Playoff in the foot, all of the craziness, and all of my singing, because I would just sing.
Or remember when you had to go sing in that, like, toy rocket, and then you were
just... Yes! Oh, my God, the silly challenge videos, Jeff running the 40-yard dash in a Speedo and ruining his knee for the next time.
And then when he had to go to whatever makeup counter, yeah, and he had to do like the MAC makeup counter, and he had
makeover
to like
get
a makeover.
Face.
I remember that. I was there. It was
you
funny.
You were there for that. That is true. Just amazing, amazing fandom and community that you guys helped build. Literally, I wouldn't have been going for this long if it wasn't for you. Yes, these last 3 years have been really tough, mostly because it is a hard, hard job to host a show by yourself. I didn't know how difficult it would be, but it was challenging. these last 3 years.
That's why you got me.
And that's why Elena's here, to help me close out the final wild ride.
Woo!
You know why? Because I believe I can fly.
I believe I can touch the sky.
And think about it every night and day.
I don't know the rest of the song.
Spread my wings
and fly away.
All right. See, there you go. Just the goofiness.
Ow.
I thank you. My rave is for you. Just would not be here without you guys. It has been amazing. And this show is dedicated to all of the listeners. If you're listening, it's dedicated to you because – you made this show what it is. You allowed us to be goofy when we needed to be goofy. You allowed us to be serious when we needed to be serious. We've had some big NFL news stories to combat and tackle, and we were always able to do it our way, and you guys would always continue to come back and listen. So thank you very much. The rave on the final show is you, the fans.
For you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All
well,
right.
Oh, it's like for you, and you work at NBC Universal. It's like for you. Oh,
oh,
I'm awesome.
All right. Before we close out, we have to do the executive producer segment.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Jeremy, of course, doesn't know that I was doing this segment, but I'm just going to read what Jeremy posted
on the line.
Yes, on the line.
I love
on
that
Facebook
movie.
Yeah,
shout out
funny.
To Dylan. What's up, babe?
So Jeremy, once again, thank you for becoming an executive producer this season and helping to help combat all the funds that took to keep the server up and running and going and stuff. Here is what Jeremy said. He said, "Steven, I can't believe you're hanging it up. Enjoyed listening and then playing a small part in the show. I hope we will be able to access the old shows still so I can relive it all, so I can relive all this the years again. I know we'll stay in touch, but the NFL won't be the same without the rants and raves take on it all. Best wishes for all that you and your family do in the future. P.S. That's a hell of a way to get out of your punishment."
Smiley emoji, smiley emoji.
Thank you for adding the smiley emojis.
No problem.
So I'm going to say once again, thank you, Jeremy, for all that you've done for the show, being so supportive of the show. And yes, I know I answered you on Facebook, but I'll answer so that everybody else can listen.
All the old shows are available.
I am going to reconfigure the website so all 12 seasons will be available and accessible online. If you go to NFLRNR.com,
free
you'll
NFL
be able to.
Free NFL rants and raves for everybody.
Yeah,
all 12 seasons.
And
if you're watching, if you're listening to this from the beyond and like we've already finished and stuff. That's a good show. Yeah. Anyway. If you're listening from like all the, like if you're new but it's still ended. Hi. It's great to have you. You're late to the party.
Okay.
But
hi. So, yeah. So, there you go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. Really appreciate it. As far as the punishment goes, you're going to hang out with me this summer. We're going to be hanging out. My family and your family, we're going to get together this summer. We're going to hang out in London. And there might be an opportunity.
In London?
In London, there might be an opportunity.
It happened in London.
In London?
In London. Yeah, so we'll be there. We'll hang out. And if we can find an hour or two, you might be able to come off with a punishment that I will put up on the website. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Like, he's hearing this now. He's like, I got tons of ideas. Licks the pen. Writes everything down.
Maybe.
All right. Got it.
Maybe. So, well, let's talk about it. I'm not trying to get out of my punishment. I lost fair and square. I might have given you one or two, maybe. But anyways, we'll discuss that over the next few months. How about that, buddy? I'm just going to take a couple minutes also before I give you my closing thoughts. I'm going to read just some of the things. I like this one from Thomas. What? Although I did not know you personally, I feel like I will lose a friend. Sad face emoji.
While crying.
Oh, tear. Teardrop emoji.
Teardrop emoji.
Yes. I can just say thank you for all the years you and Jeff and all co-hosts gave me a lot of fun and knowledge. The last seasons, I enjoyed your show more than the NFL.
Aww.
All the best for you, your family, and friends. If you ever come to Hamburg, Germany, please let me know. Me and my wife are running one of the best restaurants in town. Good, 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 good.
Okay, now I feel like I have to go. Like, best Thomas. Restaurant in town.
Whoa,
I'm like,
now
I got to try it out.
Germany. maybe in a couple years, we're going to Germany and seeing Thomas and going to the best restaurant in town. I like that.
It's the best restaurant. You got to go. You can't just leave that. It's the best.
80 Rigget says, sad face emoji, struggling to find the words like others have posted. When I started listening, I wasn't married and didn't have any kids, and now have a wife and two kids. A big thank you to both you and Jeff for all the laughs along the way. I will genuinely miss you guys. You are a big part of why I love the NFL. Go out in style, and good luck in the future. Football emoji, football emoji,
football
emoji. Yeah, I like
football
that.
Football emoji times three.
Julian Blair, you will be missed, Stephen. Thanks for all the shows. Got me through a lot of long runs whilst training for my marathons.
Did
People
you win?
People always gave me odd looks when I would burst out laughing as I ran by.
I hope you won the marathon.
I don't know if he won. Did he finish? That's the more important.
Okay.
Winning a marathon, that's kind of hard. But finishing, that's even harder.
Okay.
All right. Jeremy. Good friend Jeremy, hope Little Deeds is doing good. Dang, he says, love the show and been a listener since the summer heading into season two. Those two-plus-hour shows back in the day helped me a ton to get through the workday. Always a pleasure there, Jeremy.
Say the last name because there's lots of Jeremys.
Moss. Yes, Jeremy Moss. Alex Swindle says, I enjoyed your show more than I enjoyed the football. It was great to meet you in the U.K., if you've ever in the area, look me up. A huge thank you to you and your family for allowing you to give us so much of your time.
12 years is a lot of years.
Say thank you. You know,
I know.
You're
thank you. Like, you're welcome. And it's
James,
like,
Reese, the creator of our fabulous predictions spreadsheet, he says it's been a good run, Stephen. Thanks for all the time you've put in over the years to keep us entertained. All the best. For the future.
Oh, we also got to say thank you to Tsukamoto because he helped us out in a little bit of his life.
Suki Suki. Suki Suki time. Kenneth Roy says, thanks for all the time and shows you and Jeff did, and especially that you kept it going strong on your own after. Best wishes to you and your family. So does this mean you chomp it out? Cheers. Well, Kenneth, you'll have to listen for the end of the show to see how we
chomp
end
it out.
How we end it.
No, it's chomp it out. He said it for you. It's
all right, I'm
going to
read one more long one.
Oh, no, that's like, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
it's
paragraphs.
A story. Mike Horrocks wrote a story. He
it's
did.
A beautiful story.
It is. Nipper N, Trisha M, Chrissy W, and of course, Jeff E and Stephen M. Thank you for the endless hours of entertainment. The looking forward to ridiculous tangents that infuriated many, but gave us a peek into the lives of people who committed their valuable time to share with anyone who would listen. Their love for a bunch of guys chasing a pigskin around a field. Thank you for getting me to commit to missing the bus and being late for work. Pre-fiber internet just wouldn't bring down that podcast to my computer to then sync with my iPod before leaving the house. And there was no way I was doing that two-hour commute with only my own brain for company. Thank you for catering to international listeners without patronizing us. Thank you for the community. For the parties where, after the inevitable one-side slaughters at Wembley went final, we'd kwee-wee. Do you remember kwee-wee?
Oh, yeah.
He says,
kwee-wee.
That's cue to anyone else but Jordan. To cram onto the tube to race back to central London to catch the late game. And they are late games in Europe. We delight as the Cowboys lost, or as many of us would. We'd also delight as, insert team here, lost to go 0-7, and the curse of Jeff continued to prove true. We'd meet or make new friends, have laughs, get Jeff drunk because we were too generous and he was too gracious. In the end, we'd spill out onto the streets in the early hours, wondering if the two great Americans would make it back to their hotel. And yes, I could say we usually always did make it back to
the hotel. Two great Americans. Oh, my God.
Thanks for the easing of endless journeys on trains, planes, and automobiles, for getting through sleepless nights with my children, the first shamelessly referred to as the boy, and through endless nights of personal pain and blessed recovery from surgery. Hope you're doing well, Mike. Most of all, thank you for making the NFL a much, much greater experience for so many years. You are very welcome, Mike Horrocks, and everyone else who has posted or tweeted back. Thank you, because this show just wouldn't have lasted as long without you guys. If there weren't the thousands of downloads that are coming down, I would have simply stopped. But they keep coming down, so I kept doing it. But simply just running out of time. Katie says, it's been awesome, brilliant edutainment, so many great shows. Thank you. You're welcome, with the sad tear eye emoji. She's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys, yeah, I got to stop reading these because I'm going to get all
teary-eyed.
Thanks, Steven, with a clappy hands emoji, Derek Hanlon, good buddy. Thanks, buddy. That's not a beer. That's a
no,
clover.
That's a clover, but the one that says thanks, is that a beer?
It's a clappy hands
emoji. Oh, from where I'm sitting, it looks like a beer.
Oh, clappy hands emoji. Scott Hayes, what happened to Jeff? Dude, where have you been?
You've been gone a while.
Long time. if you're asking that question. But anyways, thank you. Thank you all for all your posts and tweets and stuff. It's been great. Lena, anything you need to say?
Thank you, Amsterdam. Good night.
All right. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's also a Friends reference.
Yeah, my life is basically just one big Friends reference.
Yeah.
Because I've been watching Friends since before I was born.
Since
so
you were, yeah, that's true.
Pretty true. Before
when
I was born.
When you were in Mom's belly, we would lay there and watch Friends, pretty much.
Yep. There's a picture of me in the apartment, and I'm, like, showing Mom something, and there's, like, Friends in the background.
I'm going to tell this one story. I think I've already told this story
a
long
time ago.
Yeah, the eye doctor. So there's a Friends episode where Rachel Green,
she needs eye drops.
She needs eye drops, but she hates
things going
hates
in her eye.
Anything getting near
so
her.
So they're making
eye
jokes like me, myself, and I, and then
and
like putting their
to
fingers
her, yeah,
in her ear. And
so
in her eye.
Elena has her first eye doctor appointment
when I was 5,
which I take her to
in kindergarten.
And remember,
I had to get my eyes dilated.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, Rachel couldn't sit still for the poofy thing where they blow the poofy eye. So he was getting ready to sit you down on this machine so they could do the puff of air into your eyes. And he's like saying, it's going to be okay, young lady. Nothing's going to hurt. It's just a little puff of air. And then Elena goes, that's okay. I'm not like Rachel. I can take it.
And then the doctor's like,
looks
Rachel?
At me like, Rachel?
And then I'm like, Rachel Green.
And she's like, Rachel Green? And so I had to explain the whole Friends episode. And he was like, oh. And he probably judged me as a parent because I let my 5-year-old watch Friends.
The jokes went over my head anyway. I was just I would like laugh because my dad was laughing. His laugh was pretty funny.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm glad that my laugh is infectious. It made you laugh. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
All right, that's about all the time we have, folks. I want to say that the NFL and Rants and Raves page will stay up forever. I thought you had that queued up.
Forever.
Or as long as I continue to want to pay to have it up.
It costs money.
It will say, yeah, dude, you got to have a server to host your website and stuff. like your photography website. Should we tell the people?
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah. So I take pictures as a hobby with a cool camera I got instead of a Kinsei, because that's what every girl wants. I'm not being sarcastic. That's what I wanted. So I'm like, I'm going to do something with it. So I'm taking pictures and putting them up on a website, and the link is smirandafamily.com/Elena_photos, plural.
So I'll throw the link up on the NFL Rants and Raves website, but it is smirandafamily.com/Elena_photos. And she's got
but
some
it's
really
but it's plural photos, because if you just put photo, it yes. takes us to the original Esmeranda Family page of, and I'm like five, and it'd be like pretty stalkerish.
Wow, we need to update that page. Look at you! Look at Emma.
Yeah,
she's a baby.
Yeah, it's like this old page that my dad made when we were on a cruise,
yeah,
or whatever,
a long time ago.
So,
and
like,
I never,
make it plural photos.
Yeah.
So photos.
Photos.
Plural.
Yes. Esmirandafamily.com/Elena_photos, and you could see some neat pictures. I really like this one of the school hallway.
I was doing it for the clock, because I was like, I like Back to the Future, so I'm going to title, I'm going to comment, I'm not, I'm going to caption it Into the Future, and the F is capitalized.
And then this one of the palm trees with the sky and the purple and the orange and the blue, it's literally, this is a great photo. You could sell that photo, probably.
How much money would I make from it?
I don't know.
Can't sell it. It's up on the interwebs. They can just print it.
Oh my god, people are just gonna steal your stuff now.
But I put a copyright down the bottom, so.
Oh, there you go. It's all copyrighted, people. Esmirandafamily.com/Elena_photos.
Go to that sunset one?
Which one?
No, that one. The one I'm pointing to.
This one?
Yes.
This one?
No, the one I'm pointing to. Come on. I don't have BB-8. I can't help you out. Okay. Yeah,
that's
I took that
nice.
One from a moving car at 75 miles per hour.
Ah, I was flying. Mm-hmm. How did you get it to look so not blurry?
Magic. A magician never tells her secrets.
All right. Good stuff there. But also, all 12 seasons will be available for you to stream and download.
And those
are going to
be up forever.
Or, you know, for at least another 5-10 years.
Forever.
Okay. And you know, it's not like I'm just going to fall off the face of the earth and disappear.
That would be so cool. That's what James Bond did.
Should I do that?
Just like go and then like have a scorpion on your hand while you're trying to drink whiskey or whatever he was drinking.
That's true.
That was pretty cool.
But no, the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram feeds, they will all still be up. I'll still comment from time to time. I'll still talk football with you if you want. Just not going to do the show on a regular basis.
Wait, it's on the regular basis?
Yeah.
So what? There could be episodes in the
future.
There
might, every once in a while, I might throw something. There might be something. Okay, do you know how this show started, right?
Oh, snap.
Do you know
it
the
just
origins
got real.
Of it just got
look it just got real.
It just got real.
You're giving them hope. I hope
well,
you know
the,
this.
Well, the thing is, this all started because I had to unleash how I felt about the Minnesota Vikings trading away Randy Moss to the Oakland Raiders for some bum and a couple of footballs. That's literally was the trade. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, people
I
need
was
to know.
Three back then. I
people
don't know what
need
you're talking
to know
about.
What I've got to say. Okay, you ain't got to go home, but you got to get
up on
out
of here.
That's right. And if something like that in the NFL happens, I might have to plug on a microphone and get on up in there and start talking about the nastiness.
Stuff just got real.
So there you go. So make sure you continue to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You'll see me spout information out from time to time. This one?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you get scroll down to the comment?
Yeah. Evangeline.
Do you understand? Do you get the reference?
Princess and the Frog?
Yes.
Ray? Yeah. See, it's my daughter, like me, we love movies, we love TV shows, we love entertainment, and then we just
take pictures of things that remind us of those movies.
There you go. There you go. So, folks, thank you very much for all you have done for NFL Rants and Raves, for all you've done for me, for continuing to allow me to bring you my twisted take of the NFL. Look, come on, you got to admit, my rant here on Tom Brady is pretty spot on. It was pretty good.
It was spot on, but I don't think lots of reporters agree with you.
Well, and I then don't those know who reporters.
And then, I'm trying not to get you started again. And then those people with headphones are probably like, ow, dying.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started. But before I leave, it wouldn't be NFL Rants and Raves if I didn't leave you with a guarantee for the 2017-18 NFL season.
This I guarantee. Called it.
Are you ready?
3, 2, 1.
The Dallas Cowboys will be Super Bowl champions of Super Bowl 52.
Yowza.
Boom. Take that. Take that. Boom. That was a pretty big guarantee. And you know why it's going
to
happen?
You have to live up to that guarantee.
You know why it's going to happen?
Why?
Because I will not be doing this show. I think I have jinxed my team for the last 12 years by doing this show. Because I predicted on this show every year that they were going to go to Super Bowl.
But you just predicted it right now, so now you have to go to...
But that's for next year, but I'm not going to be doing the show.
No, but then we have to go to Super Bowl 53.
That's wrong. I'm not going to be predicting it on the show.
You just predicted it right now.
I just hit Bellevue. Now what you're going to do? Now what you're going to do? She flicked me. All right. I love you, kid.
I love you.
All right. Thank you, folks. I love you. Thank you for listening. Wherever you are, once again.
We love all of you.
We do, every single one of you.
Every single person.
Even the little smelly dude back in the back. We know you smell. You can take a shower. That's all right. We love you, too. We love you, too. All right? This has been Stephen Miranda.
And Elena Miranda.
And you've been listening to NFL Rants and Raves.
For the last time until he decides to put something up again.
Then for the last time.
For now.
I'm out.